Hey guys. What's up?
That's literally a lumberjack.
Yeah. I don't know, like, I was doing my little SpongeBob SquarePants cosplay for the first few episodes, and then...
You really switched it up really quick.
That's me.
It's just how fast the night changes.
Does it ever drive you crazy?
Yeah. Like, sometimes it does.
I'm definitely going crazy.
You think you're going crazy? Are you doing ASMR? You know we have people that don't like the sound of that. It's going to be a moaning episode.
Oh, fuck.
You look like a ray of sunshine.
Thank you. So do you. You're welcome. You're actually giving, like, emo kid.
I'm kind of, like, I kind of felt that.
Yeah.
I'm in love with an emo girl.
I don't know what that song is.
Isn't that Lil Huddy? Did I make that up?
It's Chase.
Is it?
Chase Hudson? I don't know. What's our fun little anecdote for right now? That's not about what we look like or what we're doing.
Do I look different?
I think I just said, what's our fun little anecdote? That's not about what we look like or what we're doing. Like, actually, the listening comprehension is off the charts.
Yeah, no. I always fail that section of an exam.
Why? Do you feel different?
No.
So why'd you ask that?
Because.
Do you think you look different?
No. Do you think I look different?
No.
Okay.
Do you want to look different?
No.
Were you hoping I said yes?
I was just going to see what you said.
I think that you look pretty much as is.
Okay.
Good children!
Yeah.
Oh, wait.
Is the gods, are the gods in the room? That's right now, because
guys, the gods exist.
That was beautiful.
I like that was the first time where I felt like
something happened.
The harmony was
really right.
So beautiful.
Yeah.
It was like a choir.
You were definitely doing the thing. Who was that guy in Pitch Perfect? Skylar Astin. You were giving me that, you know? You were definitely giving it like an 11 out of 10.
Whip it! I think that, like, why give a 10 out of 10 when 11 could exist.
Hey guys, and welcome back to Good Children, the podcast where hosts Joe Hedges
and Andrew Mascarella
reflect on our 22 years of friendship, growing up in the late 2000s, early 2010s, and all of the nostalgia, trauma, and Valentine's Day that go along with it. I'm talking so fast.
Yeah, no.
The fastest I've ever
You took a few sips of your mate and you
had like a triple latte.
Oh, I had no caffeine today.
Oh.
That's nuts.
I'm capped up.
You're triple capped. You're quadruple capped.
I'm quadruple capped up. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but I felt like it was a special occasion. I should get really high on caffeine and sit down with my closest friends.
And like talk about Valentine's Day. And,
which
like,
is what has always been.
Your favorite holiday.
Always been my favorite holiday. I have now said that about Halloween. About Christmas, and now Valentine's
and
Day.
And I'm sure once Easter comes rolling around,
I've never given a single
you're gonna be hip hopping in your way no to say it's your favorite way. Fucking holiday.
No, I've never fucking liked Easter and Thanksgiving. You know that I've gone on record many times. But Valentine's Day.
We're gonna be talking about a lot of things.
What are we talking about today?
I mean, like, since Valentine's Day is the overarching theme, that's basically what we're gonna be talking about. But I will say that we're gonna be talking about Valentine's Day through the years. We're gonna be talking about it from elementary to middle to high to adult. And let's just say, I mean, maybe my perspective is it has only gotten darker. But yours might be a different perspective, and that's literally fine.
I think that, like, we're both gonna bring a unique perspective to the holiday, and I think that we're both gonna really learn. We're gonna leave the studio today different people. For me, it's about, like, the candy hearts. It's about the colors. I love the colors of Valentine's Day. I
love
always
a red,
have.
Love a pink.
I love red and pink. I love,
I mean, you can bring in whites, you can bring in blacks, you can bring in everything. You're kind of hitting on every single color. I mean, Valentine's Day, too, like, it's like, to the candy heart point, it's like, it's a huge dessert holiday. And you know I have a sweet tooth.
I know, it is crazy because it is like made up. You know, it's not like, every holiday has like been commercialized, but I think Valentine's Day literally is just to sell shit.
There's nothing behind that date.
St. Valentine, but like Saint who Valentine. Really gives a fuck?
We only give a fuck about Cupid.
Like, and Valentine's Day is not like a Catholic holiday. You know what I mean? It's not like it became this thing.
Mm-mm.
Yeah, Cupid.
Cupid.
Have you ever been struck by Cupid's arrow?
I don't think I've been, maybe in elementary school, I thought I was struck. I thought I was pierced through the heart.
Oh my God.
But ever since, no. But the thing is, like, the way that Cupid did have a chokehold, he had his Cupid shuffle on me. You know what I mean?
Oh, like, God.
It was genuinely like, yeah, Cupid's going to shoot his arrow and I'm going to feel...
Yeah, like, I was waiting. I was waiting on... I was searching on every corner.
Hoping, every corner.
Hoping and praying.
For that diaper baby.
Mm-hmm. So we get into our first category.
Yeah, let's do it.
Okay, number one is elementary school. I immediately would be remiss not to bring them up. Valentino, they're in the room with us.
Yeah, they're in the room with us. And, like, thank you, Valentino. Like, you honestly... It's a podcast between me and you and Valentino.
Valentino has been here since, like, episode 10. Valentino is a Webkinz noob with tags love frog. They are not my original love frog.
Nope.
Who... I don't know what happened to any of my Webkinz. But I remember calling up every Walgreens, Rite Aid, Stewart Pharmacy, Hallmark... Were you calling?
And what I'm saying is, like, that's a really big deal coming from you. You were calling our assistant principal.
Oh my God, in elementary school. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Craig.
Yeah, you were.
Principal. Yes, he was literally.
He was a Webkinz dealer.
He was a Webkinz dealer, and my mom would meet him after school and say, "Do you know where to get the cheeky monkey?" And he would say, "They have them at Genco." Remember Genco on Broadway?
I do remember Genco on Broadway, they but had like, the best what's. Webkinz. What? Why?
Because he had two kids. He had two daughters.
Oh, and he decided, he was like, I'm going to make sure that I know where every single one
is. Yeah, so he was on the hunt for them, just like my mom was on the hunt for them. And, like, they really collabed a few times on, like, yeah, like, why was the principal, why was the vice principal, like, meeting me after school to give me Webkinz?
Yeah. Like, I know, like, like, from an outsider's perspective, it sounds a little bit creepy.
But I got my cheeky monkey.
You got it.
But yeah, Valentino, this is the perfect example of everything I love. And I had a revelation last night.
What was it about?
I don't know. You know, I've always been like a plushie.
Yeah, you love to like rest your head against something like very plush.
Yeah, I've always loved a stuffed animal. Thing. And like the fact that he has these purple and red hearts and this pink body and this joyful smile, this expressive face.
Yeah, look at him.
He almost kind of looks like you. Almost like a lot. In the face.
You think that my face looks exactly like that love frog? Okay, you know what? Fuck you. Because it was, what was it last week?
A hamster.
A hamster?
2 weeks ago, yeah.
2 weeks ago? A hamster? Now I'm the love frog?
Do you What's see? Next? Listen, what I'm saying is.
I love that you can see my face in things.
That's what I'm saying. That's
sweet.
I see your face everywhere I go, you know?
That's really kind.
That soft smile. And he has those, like, very, those curved lips like you. That's your favorite feature about yourself.
Those pink lips.
Those pink lips. And then he has these gorgeous little doe eyes, and he has this, like, look at those eyebrows, look at his eyebrows, very similar to yours,
very similar to mine.
Yeah, you kind of see it now.
I kind of see it. And he has just like a very nice stance to him.
Yes, he's I'm not talking about his full figure here. I'm just talking about the face. But overall, he does give me, he feels like a little up. You yeah.
Aww.
Oh, especially young you, elementary school you. Anyway,
the love frog is exuding love. It could bring you that little moment when you're a kid, that joy yes. that you needed on that holiday. And that's what
freaked me out last night, because I was thinking about that Lunar New Year decoration of the bunny with the furry face that I posted to my Instagram story. It's now my phone background. And I was like, this bunny doesn't exist to start to do anything but provide a brief moment of joy in someone's life. And that's does it all spark joy. That bunny exists to do. Mm-hmm. And then it's tossed in the trash.
Plus.
And I was like, that's beautiful.
Yeah.
And then I was thinking about my Webkinz, and I was like, they existed just, the sole purpose was to spark joy.
And to feel comfort.
Yes.
And to feel good.
And that's all that's why I think I do love a stuffed animal.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I want to be more like that. I just want to spark joy and be tossed in the trash.
Yeah.
That's my goal.
Be tossed in the trash.
Toss me in the trash when you're done enjoying me.
This Valentine's Day, toss Joe in the trash. All he wants is a little bit of joy.
I think it's actually beautiful.
It is
beautiful.
It really is beautiful.
Aww.
It is.
But yeah, the love puppy. Speaking of Valentine's Day, the coveted love puppy. If you grew up with a love puppy Webkinz, I don't want to hear shit.
You had a good childhood.
You knew no strife. You knew no worry.
We don't want to hear
you were financially abundant.
You were doing well.
You could do anything you wanted. And I will never have the same amount of respect for you that I have for those without the love puppy.
Because you know what? For you or for anybody else that didn't have the love puppy, you needed to withdraw your love for that person because they already had enough love coming from that damn dog. Yeah. I do want to talk about obviously the elephant in the room, which is Valentine's Day Eve.
What the hell?
Valentine's Day Eve. You know exactly what I'm talking about. You're running to the store. You're getting the damn little candy hearts. You're getting those lollipops. You're getting anything that had a little card from it with a to and from and a little message so you can write them out.
Do you remember like what the cards you loved the most were at that age?
I think that they probably were like a Disney-centered card.
Yeah.
They had the Disney Channel kids on them,
they did
right?
have some of those. They had like definitely a High School Musical yep. one, definitely a Hannah Montana one. I remember having a Lord of the Rings one year.
That's crazy.
For me, that was very horny.
Yeah, that was very horny. That was very mask of you.
Well, you know, I was in love with Legolas. Yeah, so.
Of course. So you were handing them out. And what do you think it like probably said?
Probably like, you're my precious this year, you know?
Oh, that's,
I could only assume.
I can only assume that's sweet.
Like a picture
sweet.
Of Gollum. Yeah.
That's sweet.
I do agree with you that is an intense day. The level of hand cramping, the level of stress. The anxiety of writing out those cards.
And everyone is stressed. Everyone in your family has to be stressed because, again, the stress that you're exuding as the child that's going to be yes. handing them out. If one thing went wrong.
Oh, game over.
You're a laughingstock of the school.
If you don't have enough cards. If you don't have enough cards.
If you don't have enough cards, like, what do?
You have to not show up.
You're like, hey, Chelsea, like, I totally forgot.
I think I would probably, like, sacrifice my closest friends. I'd be like, yeah. You don't need this.
Yeah.
But, like, these people need this. Like, yeah. You know I love you.
You know I love you, and these people need just a little bit of extra love, and that comes through a card this mm-hmm. year.
Yes. Someone, I think Sadie and Julia messaged us, and we're talking about, like, the strife of being such a good child. I forgot this was even a thing until I read their DMs, where if you were like a really good kid, sometimes your teacher would like place you next to like the kids who needed some extra attention, like the bad kids or the kids who were like a little bit concerning.
Yeah.
And like that was also a theme throughout this kind of time of year where like I felt like I had an extra responsibility mm-hmm. to be a buddy, not a bully,
to uplift
to the weirdos
kids. Yeah,
as if I was not the one. I was probably the one being placed next to yeah. someone.
You're like, why am I? They're like, hey Joe, how's your day? You're like,
good. I do think that like the level of honestly throwing autographs like your Taylor Swift
yes.
for those
yeah.
and then the pressure the following day, you've already built your mailbox.
Yeah, you're like, you built your mailbox, you are walking in there saying to yourself, do I have some of the best treats today?
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
You're very competitive and comparative.
I've always been double seed up.
Yeah.
Competitive and comparative is a really good way to put it.
Yeah.
For sure.
Because I don't think I was thinking like that.
Yeah, I know. I was like, I can't make an embarrassment of myself.
Who do you think was going to be embarrassed? How would you think you were going to get embarrassed?
Like if I didn't have, I don't know. It's something that I'm still working through. Mm. To this day.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
No, we're not taking it dark about this episode.
Not yet.
That's for Patreon.
No, I'm going to take it dark here later.
Oh, later. Yeah. Oh, for sure. How could it not
go dark on Valentine's Day?
Yeah.
Yeah, you walk into that room. It's fourth grade.
Mm-hmm.
You're eyeing everyone up and down. You're like, I wonder who my Valentine's going to be this year. I wonder how many Valentines I'm going to get. Like, am I loved?
Mm-hmm.
Am I loved? Am I beloved? Do my peers look at me as not only an authority figure,
but as their
also
lover.
A lover. Yeah, exactly. Because I did need to be both at mm-hmm. that age. Like, I was like, I'm in charge.
Yeah.
You guys, Miss Dasiana wants you to be quiet, and she's not going to keep going until we all quiet down. So,
yeah.
Shh, Andrew. Shh.
And I was like, wait. I think I love you.
And then, yeah, you had that moment. Again, the mail.
It was like a 5 minutes.
Yeah, it was so brief. It was not even a big part of the day. And
nope.
yet, it's burned into my brain. Mm-hmm. It's distributing Valentine's.
Mm-hmm. And you walk home with your bag of treats.
What happens in between?
What do you mean?
You just skip the whole distribution?
No, you're distributing them. You're putting them in the mailboxes. It depends. I think they got creative with the mailboxes as we went on. But there were some classes that didn't have any organization, and we were just dropping them on desks.
You're kidding. I feel like
Swear
every year I was doing a little art project a few days
Swear
beforehand.
To you. Sometimes we had a bag.
I was doing like a tissue box.
You like were making the tissue box?
And then you were wrapping it in like a construction paper and decorating it for Valentine's Day.
I mean, in a few classes, did we do that in Dossianos?
I don't remember a thing about fourth grade except
getting married. I don't remember a thing about elementary school.
I did get married in fourth grade. Me and Alexa Torrens. Do you remember that? On the little on the parallel bars in the playground?
Who officiated it?
Was it not you?
It had to be.
Was it not you?
You could tell me anything from fourth grade, and I'd say it was me.
Yeah, so exactly. So
you better say it.
Okay. I'll never forget. We walked down the aisle. She walked down the aisle, and we fully had a wedding ceremony.
You hugged?
I do think so. We both did it with
that. So it's official.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
We were both like, this is camp.
Yeah.
Which was always great about Alexa. Yep. I think she was always in on the joke.
She was.
But that was a moment. That was a romance.
There was a romance there.
Yeah.
I mean, this has nothing to do with that, but talking about weddings in kindergarten, I will say the one vivid memory I do have is that we did have dress-up time, and I'll never live it down because I'm the one that chose the wedding dress, and I fully wore it. There was, like, a little wedding dress costume, and I was the one that wore it. But Valentine's Day, the lovers.
Wait, I can't believe you were wearing a wedding dress, though.
Yeah, in kindergarten. I've been doing drag
since the day you were born.
Since the day I was born. Yeah. The day I was born. And Linda Calamari is coming soon.
Linda
I
feel Calamari.
Her. I literally feel her
brewing. It's like Godzilla. Like, I can feel her, like, stomping towards us every day. I'm like, holy shit, what is that in the air?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. But what years did you have a Valentine in elementary school?
Well, I had a girlfriend. I had Sam from kindergarten through fifth grade. So
you had it locked and loaded for the entire elementary school?
All of elementary school. I was wiped up. Yeah. And
that's crazy.
Yeah, that's just who I am. That's
you
just,
like, yeah, you had like a different aura about you, I guess.
Yeah, it was always like, you guys might be single, but like you could like have your fun and be single, but like I'm in a relationship.
Yeah.
And it was the longest relationship of my entire life. From kindergarten to fifth grade, that was 6 years.
6 years.
Holy shit.
And imagine not having the pressure to feel like you need to ask someone to be your Valentine because you already knew.
Also, like, the fucking pressure off of having to, like, worry about seeming gay.
Yeah.
Like, Sam gave me a big favor for those years.
Yeah, she did.
She really was like, I'll be your beard.
It's so messed up that you had a Valentine's. I was asking every single year a different girl. Oh, one year was Jamie. One year was Leanne. I don't know if you remember
cousin?
Leanne. No, not my cousin. There's more than just one Leanne in the world. But Leanne, love you. She then transferred schools. She moved.
After you asked her out.
Yeah, because like I would have to ask her out. And like obviously, I would have to plan it out. So it would probably be like February 1st. And I'm like, hey, Leanne, like Valentine's Day is in 2 weeks. Like, you want to be my Valentine? And thank God she said yes.
But did she have brown hair?
She did.
She was like always dressed like a Bratz doll?
No. Yeah. And then fourth grade. Fourth grade came around.
What was fourth grade for you?
Mm-hmm. Fourth grade, I asked to be my Valentine.
And she said?
And she said no. She looked me in the face and she said no.
To your face?
To my face, she said.
Did she laugh?
No.
Was she like...
It was,
no.
Yeah, that's even worse. Like, I wish she laughed because it was like a, no. I won't. And like, and I was like, okay, no, like, it's literally, don't even worry about it. That's totally fine. Like, you don't have to be my Valentine. Like, I don't even care. And I obviously cared, but the fourth grade was the year that I didn't have a Valentine. I didn't get one.
Oh, damn. That sucks.
And I think that's kind of what set me on
the next
spiral,
like,
of
20 years probably. Of your life.
I guess it wouldn't be 20 years of my life. I guess, like, how old 18 is it?
18 years of your life?
9 plus, I would say, like, yeah, around 17, 16.
Okay.
Years of my life of just
all because
feeling
of
that rejection. Mm-hmm. I think I never got over that.
Yeah. See, I never in my entire life asked someone out, ever in my entire life. Like, to this day.
Yeah.
Except on, like, Hinge. But, like, that's when you know that, you know, that's not really asking someone out.
No.
Because if I asked someone on Hinge and they said no, I'd be like, okay, I'll go kill myself.
You're like, okay, bye.
I thought we were both alive. I've never, ever done that. Good for you.
Yeah.
That was brave.
I definitely had a lot of confidence in elementary school. So she stripped it away from me.
That's a shame.
It's okay. Because
you're like, really blaming this woman?
No, I'm not going to blame women because if I've learned anything,
It's that you're a misogynist.
Yes. No. No.
Literally,
no.
Caught.
Literally, no, because you're going to edit that, and I know it's going to right there. Cut it right at no.
Yes. It's that you're a misogynist.
Yes.
I remember I have the video, and it's actually, I think, one of the most embarrassing videos I have to this day that fills me with a cringe is me maybe in like fourth grade, fifth grade singing.
Oh, you're old.
Okay. I mean, it is fourth or fifth grade. And I am singing Beautiful Soul by Jesse McCartney for Sam for Valentine's Day.
I don't want another pretty face. I don't want just anyone to hold. I don't want my love to go to waste. I want you and your beautiful soul. You're the one I want to chase.
Oh my gosh, yeah. That's really sweet.
It is really, looking back, it was really sweet, but like for the years between then and now, like I would see that video, like those video files in the archive and be like, I have to delete these. Thankfully, I never did, and they're still there. And those pipes, you know, I could really sing.
When you're beautiful, soul.
Oh, I have no doubt. And I also, like, thank you for bringing up Jesse McCartney's Beautiful Soul, because I do think that is a song that has held a constant throughout
your life.
My life. Really? No, I just think that that song, like, we were singing it, what, in third, fourth, fifth grade?
One of those.
With those lyrics?
Yeah.
I don't want another pretty face. I don't want just anyone to hold. I don't want my love to go to waste. I want you and your beautiful soul.
Yeah.
Honestly, like.
And that bridge. The Am I Crazy?
Vaughn and you.
That was crazy.
It was a really good song.
Yeah. And then he was on Young and Hungry.
What was that?
I don't know, but he did a good job on it. I did enjoy him in Young and Hungry.
He's been all over the place. He has. But that song, great lyrics,
he's
Jesse.
A foot fetish. He used to tweet, like, show me your
what
feet.
What do you mean?
He used to tweet, like, literally, like, Foot Friday.
The way
like,
that I would have... No,
sitting
stop.
In your feet.
When I'm sending Jesse McCartney my feet, toes. The next DM I do to a celeb is Jesse McCartney in my feet pics. He's going to be like... What are you doing?
No.
Oh.
Yeah, I guess that sums up elementary school. I think it was a time of like Valentine's Day was still fun.
Yeah.
It was still a magical holiday for me personally.
Yeah.
I almost forgot about Valentino. Everything just felt like a little bit pretty and like a little bit glowy. Yeah. You know what I mean?
And it was so much to celebrate and like your parents would, you would come home, your parents would have a little chocolate, and I don't know about you, but my mom always made heart-shaped ravioli.
Oh, I love that.
She always made the heart-shaped ravioli.
I'm still getting Valentine's Day gifts from my parents.
Middle school is where things started to get real, I feel like.
Were you ready Valentine's Day?
I was ready to...
Long nap?
I was ready to long nap off the side of the building, but like seeing other people
in love,
experience love for the first time.
Yeah.
Was a hard pill to swallow.
We're quite fortunate that neither one of us had that experience.
No.
You know what I mean?
I would say fortunate's the word.
I mean that like that one of us didn't and the other one, you know, like, I think it was great for us.
If I had to see you.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, it'd be really tough for us.
It would be really tough.
And I think that maybe in a way that we were each other's like comfort, we held each other back from living like that. But I think that maybe that was also for the best. You know what I mean?
Oh, I look back at those times and I'm like, yeah.
I should have felt alone. like thank God I felt really alone and ugly and unlovable. Like, yeah. That was for the best.
It was for the best. And honestly, I'm very fortunate for those experiences. So thank you.
They made me who I am today.
Yes.
And this is who I am.
Mm-hmm.
Middle school, it was definitely the first time where I was like, people have boyfriends, people have girlfriends, like people are dating.
People are starting to hug. People are holding
hugging,
hands.
People are kissing.
Some people were kissing.
And what were we doing?
Yeah, we were doing the love frog.
Well,
I didn't mean it like that. But
the amount of times on this podcast you say you fucked an inanimate object goes beyond the normal amount.
But like, I need to ask the listeners if they even believe that. You know what I mean? Because like, who knows?
You're right. It is. I mean, it's all comedy. It's none all of this is true.
None of anything that we've said is
none of it's true.
We've never. We just met. No, it happened yesterday.
We met at a screen test a year ago. We did a chemistry test. Our reads were great together. And here we are.
All these damn pictures, you guys are AI.
Yeah. Obviously. Hell? Yeah.
Of course.
So, like, I guess the one thing that brought us joy, probably, I would say, about Valentine's Day, I'm wearing a belly shirt right now.
No, I've been seeing your belly.
Why didn't you tell me?
Joe, it hasn't been, like,
unbuttoned
out.
Like this the whole time, and you didn't say anything?
No, I haven't, like, been, like, I've been, like, seeing your belly here and there when you move your leg, but I don't think that's, like, of concern.
My full button was unbuttoned, and my belly button was visible.
I mean, you're giving, like, lumberjack
realness. But I was sitting like this just now, you're telling me?
Yeah, there was, like, a little bit of stomach.
Like, this much stomach, and you did not say, Joe, button your shirt?
I'm sorry I'm not looking down at your stomach the
entire time. You just said you've been seeing my belly.
Yeah, but every time you move your leg.
That's fucking nuts. That's crazy shit. I need a producer in here, because I can't do that alone. You know, I need someone to say, Joe, you're undressed.
You don't feel the literal air against your damn stomach?
No, I need someone to tell me that I'm naked on camera, you know? That's pretty fucking crazy. Anyways, talk about Russell Stover. I guess, like, something that. I guess, like, despite the fact that it was a really dark time in middle school.
Yeah.
Like, something that. I'm used to it.
Honestly, despite the fact that it was dark in middle school, I will say, as Joe was crying, sobbing, I will say something that was a blessing in disguise was Mrs. Stover. Russell Stover. They had the big boxes, they had the small boxes, they had the little hearts, they had the big hearts, they had it all.
Mm-hmm.
What are you laughing at?
I actually can't contain myself in this moment. I think it was the eruption into trying to go back to the topic.
Tried to act.
I'm someone who's had a fair amount of sugar in my life.
Oh, for sure.
And to this day, consume more sugar than one person should be consuming.
Yeah.
But Valentine's Day, you give me a Russell Stover's heart, that's gone in seconds.
What are you going for first? Let's say it together. One, two, three. Milk chocolate caramel.
I was gonna say caramel.
I knew you were.
You threw me off with milk chocolate.
I know. I should have just said the caramel.
I was always going for a caramel first.
Mm-hmm.
The marshmallow situation.
The marshmallow, and sometimes they had the coconut.
Yeah, you know that we differ on that.
I know.
I liked the strawberry cream. Where does that land for you?
Strawberry cream is always at the top.
It's fine.
I mean, like, the thing is, there's not a Russell Stover I haven't. Loved. I'll say one thing. Sometimes there's the caramel, and sometimes they switch it up on you with that
nougat.
Yeah, you're pulling for hours.
It's honestly a horrible experience.
Horrible.
Yeah, it's a miracle we're here today from that.
I don't know why the people at the Stover estate have not figured that
they
out.
They need to really work on that, because I do think it's like there's like sometimes almost too many flavors too. It's like, let's pare it down to the top four.
Yeah. That's where you get the small little heart. They only have four in there.
I want more.
That's the thing. You want more of
the
four.
I want like 60 of the four. Same four.
I agree.
Because I don't like too much variety in my life. Mm-hmm. You know, that's not the type of person I am.
No,
when it comes to my candy heart.
And like, there's always a damn map.
Here we go.
Why is there a map of the chocolates?
The map is also... You couldn't be a cartographer and read that map. It is beyond average comprehension. Like, it's either at the bottom of the container, so you have to lift it up and then guess. Yep. Or it's like...
You need longitude and latitude.
I need a left and right.
Because you're literally like,
least.
Yeah. Top left, that one should be the orange cream.
And then it's a fucking coconut.
And then it's coconut. You're like, what the heck?
Yep, I'm gagging.
I'm so pissed.
It is insane. Like, that is something else to bring up to the Stover estate. It's like, how can we effectively differentiate these flavors and make it more accessible to a mass market? Because it is difficult.
It's really hard.
Especially when you're a child and you're just trying to sneak a few extra ones in the kitchen without anyone else noticing. Mm-hmm. Were you a shame eater? Did you eat in shame?
What do you mean?
I think I can say you did. Like, I would, like, go into the kitchen and, like, really quietly open a bag of chips and, like,
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And oh, like, yeah. So to this day, Joe.
Yes, yeah. So
we're both shame eaters. I know that you're feeling shame when I'm asleep.
And I'm asleep. Like, yeah.
And you have, you open that little cabinet. All I hear is a little crinkle. And like a... And then within like literally 35 seconds, it's closed and put back in the cabinet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then we're shame eaters. An entire box of Valentine's Day chocolates.
And be like, where... Next morning, where the chocolates go? Every chocolate company does need to have the little minis in a box because when you've perfected the minis in the box for Valentine's Day, you can do anything.
Anything.
And I think Russell Stover has shown us that. I think the Whitman sampler has also shown us that. And now there's other companies trying to get up in the mix.
And but, sure, you know what? Why not?
And but, I'm willing to pay. Russell Stover has capped on the market of the cheaper chocolate for the most that you're getting, but I'll pay, Tony.
I feel like in middle school, like, it got dark because it was like, I'm an adult now. You know, like, I'm an adult. I'm nearing the prime of my life.
Yeah.
And I don't have anyone to love.
I don't have anyone to love because, again, it's a period of your life where... In middle school, you're not really receiving those candy grams from friends. No. Candy grams, you're not receiving anything from those classmates. So you're like, how can I validate my love? But yeah, how could you go on not feeling like anyone really wanted to love you?
It's time for high school. Yes! I had my first real Valentine in high school, Sarah Gallo.
She was baking, she was cooking, she was doing everything.
Sarah did it all, yeah.
She was like the perfect girlfriend, and you honestly just got another few years to just be like, I'm straight.
Me and Sarah started dating junior year, and I remember for Valentine's Day, she got me a Bob Dylan record, which has anything ever sounded cooler in your entire life?
No.
Like, isn't that kind of like... Like, Royal was actually it. Like, yeah. Royal was the moment. Oh, Bob God. Dylan. Like, I was like, wait, this is crazy. It was like bringing it all back home. And I was like, this is such a sick gift to receive.
Like, thanks, babe.
I was like, wait, slay. And then Sarah, I got Sarah a Build-A-Bear to bring it back to Build-A-Bear.
Oh.
And her hair, Sarah has curly hair and she dyed it red. I really pressured her too, I will say, because I was obsessed with Brave. And I was obsessed with Merida at this point. And she was like, should I dye my hair? And I was like, red. Immediately, you should go red. And then she did. And it looked amazing. And then, coincidentally, Build-A-Bear at that point had released a Merida
bear
doll or something. Like, okay. Bear, yeah. And it, like, they sell wigs, so they had the wig of the red curly hair. So I got Sarah, honestly, a love puppy. If you will. It was a dog with hearts.
And yeah.
I styled it with a wig. And just like dressed it up a little bit. It was cute. It was a moment. It was absolutely the gayest gift someone could... A straight boy could ever possibly give their girlfriend.
Yeah.
Like,
but I mean,
like,
it was thoughtful. You know what I mean?
I think she wanted to build a bear.
You absolutely wanted to put a heart in that bear and like do a little spin or something. Yeah, you were spinning. For sure. I didn't have a specific person in high school. I haven't had a Valentine since I was rejected in fourth grade. And that's just the truth. But...
You haven't had a Valentine.
I've never had a Valentine. No.
Let's get into it. Okay.
Although, I guess Jesse was my Valentine.
Oh, thank God you picked up on that.
But we can get into it. But that was the year that I skipped Valentine's Day. I wasn't even there.
I think we should get right into it.
Okay.
The year that you skipped Valentine's Day.
So the year that I skipped Valentine's Day actually was the year that I actually was in a relationship with Jesse. And it was also February 13th was the day that I was leaving to go to Australia. And I was not landing until the 15th. So I was in the air for the 14th. So I had my hands dry. I didn't have to worry about Valentine's Day that year. That... was a crazy year. I skipped it.
Almost really dark.
It's really dark. I'm pretty sure I probably texted her when I landed.
I hope.
I definitely texted
her. I hope that you did.
Did I send you something?
You better have.
Did I order, like, maybe some flowers?
If you didn't, like, I'm glad that she's not married to you, Drew.
Yeah, but besides Jesse, like, and again, I've never experienced Valentine's Day in person with somebody right. before. It's always been with the girls or the friends.
That's but yeah, so normal.
It's so normal.
It's so normal.
It's literally the most normal. And I do remember, though, in high school, what we did senior year was drive to... Actually, I drove to McDonald's, and I sat there, and we ordered 4 of the 20-piece chicken McNugget with fries. And I went back to Trisha's house, and we just ate them. But the thing is, about a 40-piece or an 80-piece chicken McNugget, they don't come easy, and they don't come cheap.
Oh, my God. And you fronted some money?
Mm-hmm. I fronted money. I waited about an hour for the nugs, and they had to bring them to my car.
Oh, that's the
worst.
The most humiliating experience of your life
yeah.
is when you're ordering at a drive-thru and they say, can you pull the spot one?
And they went to my school. It was I don't know if you know but I was like, you which ordered, one of us is worse here?
You ordered... No, you're not going to say that.
Yeah. No, but I mean, she was working on Valentine's Day.
It she was making money. You were ordering... Right. 80 McNuggets.
Yeah, you're right.
You went to a McDonald's, ordered 80 McNuggets on Valentine's Day. Yeah.
And then a girl from my school walked it out, dropped it into my car, and said, have a great Valentine's Day. And it was just me in the car. So she thought I ordered 80 McNuggets.
I wish.
I literally wish I ordered 80 McNugs. Yeah.
The note we have here for Valentine's Day for high school is, it's quote-unquote, feeling literally worthless, feeling like shit, want to kill myself, hate my life, fuck this, dates, kill self. Moving on from high school into college years, mm-hmm. like every other holiday, no matter what you celebrate, there's the main theme is usually family, which can also really fuck people up, obviously, yeah. if you have a twisted relationship with family. But usually, like, there's someone in your life in those situations, like your chosen family, like someone who you get to be with. Valentine's Day really does set you up to be miserable.
Miserable, because it also, it's kind of like New Year's resolutions in a sense of you're like, by next Valentine's year. Day, yeah. I'm going to have a boyfriend.
Yes, and I've been saying that for literally
years. My whole life. Still saying it. I'm still texting Jill being like, who do you have on the docket? Because you're going to have someone on Valentine's Day. We're both being crazy. But that's the pressure sometimes that Valentine's Day can put on you. Because you're like, I don't want to be lonely.
Yeah, you don't want to be lonely. This is an amazing plug for our web series, it is. Actually.
It is.
So last year on Valentine's Day, we released Lonely, which is a 4-part web series. You can watch it on YouTube.
I can't bottom. I had chicken parmesan for breakfast.
I have seen you bottom after 3 fribbles and a mozzarella stick platter. I think you'll be fine. Wrote it and shot it in 4 weeks, edited it in 2 weeks, and released it on Valentine's Day. Last Valentine's Day was crazy. It was actually just me and you.
Yeah.
And... there were tears.
Yeah, there were tears.
And we were both wearing shirts that said lonely on them.
Stop.
Yeah, we were sitting on this couch.
Ooh.
I think that Valentine's Day can be fun.
Yeah.
And can just be what it is if you don't worry so much about not having something.
It's just another day.
And it's about what you have and who you are and not what you lack.
Yeah. Like, yeah, you have so much love. It's in abundance, regardless if it's friends, if it's family, if it's your boyfriend, it's your girlfriend, if it's anybody. Dog. If it's your little
cats.
If it's that meal that you made yourself.
Yeah.
Everything is a labor of love. Could be your
own Valentine, like truly.
Everything. And then you have a Valentine's this year.
I do have a Valentine this year, and I'm so excited.
That's really nice.
Yeah.
I do too.
You do. Everyone does.
Everyone does.
Because if you don't have one, you have us.
If you don't have Joe, well, you definitely do have Joe too, but you really have
don't me. Do that. No, you have us. Shut the fuck up.
You have both of us.
You have both of us this Valentine's Day. Like, literally, yeah. You don't have, we should honestly, like, I don't want to delay.
What?
We should release something on Valentine's Day. I almost think what we do, we're like, if you have nothing else to do, you're going on a date with us. We could honestly sit down and perform a date.
Yeah.
and like get to know each other. Yeah. Like that's the thing I would want. Like if you're like, it's actually funny.
Yeah, it is.
It's like a chicken shop date.
Yeah.
We basically just do that.
Yeah, we can do that.
And that's like 30 minutes uncut.
Yeah. Yeah. I love that.
Right?
Yeah.
That feels like an efficient use of time and like people will watch it.
Yeah.
If you don't have a Valentine, if you don't have plans, you can also maybe something.
Maybe you want a date with us.
Day. Maybe you can go on a date with us.
Maybe you're going to see what that's like.
14th. Yeah. We'll see what's wrong with both of us.
You'll see where I get ghosted.
I can't wait to find out.
Yeah. I never talked about my acapella experience. I don't really have to.
Were you like singing?
I was singing. People were paying $5.
Were they bullying you?
No, Joe. Not me. People were like, we want you to come and sing to my friends. People were mortified. We would walk into the room. We were in suits. And I'd start singing, close your eyes and I'll kiss you. Tomorrow I'll miss you. No?
You don't think that people were paying you guys to do that to make the person who's receiving it feel uncomfortable?
So oh.
In that way, like, kind of using you to bully?
Yeah, for one, for sure. Two, we made $5 a song. You know what I mean? And we used that money.
Okay.
For, like,
promotional.
No, because we weren't buying socks. We wanted to get like uniforms, but it never worked out.
Oh, no. So you didn't use the money?
No, the money did go towards things. Something. I wasn't the treasurer.
Okay. Were you?
I think I was.
Your children down to the guidance office.
Hey guys.
Hey.
Welcome to the guidance office. Thank you, Sadie and Julia. Our question today is,
I am 24 years old and have never been in a relationship, let alone had a Valentine. What should I do if I'm alone on Valentine's Day?
Oh, you're asking the we wouldn't right know.
People? No, you're right.
Joe, we wouldn't know because we're not alone on Valentine's Day.
We've never been alone on Valentine's Day.
But if we had to assume what you should do, we can give you some pointers.
We can give you some pointers. And I almost think we can give them in a really concise format.
Yeah, I agree.
Number one, unplug. Get off the damn phone.
Get off the phone because you know what's nothing worse than?
Seeing people happy. You no, don't need to see it.
It's not seeing people happy.
It's seeing people happy.
I guess it is seeing people happy, but it's, yeah. Because why would I care? Why would I care that they're posting
their significant other? I don't give a fuck that you're happy and you've been in a relationship for 7 years. Stop posting about it.
I don't want to see you kiss.
No.
This year.
Me, I'm the most fucking, I can't stop posting. Yeah, yeah. No, it's going to be gross. Number two, order in. Or cook yourself a nice meal.
That's the truth. Because if you're ordering in, get the restaurant that you normally wouldn't go for. Or if you're cooking that meal,
make something decadent.
Decadent, delicious, and maybe a little bit expensive.
Treat yourself the way you want to be treated. You know what I mean?
Treat yourself with love.
That's the whole thing.
Yeah.
Because you don't need a man to treat you with love. You have to treat yourself with love.
All the time.
Because if you can't love yourself, how the hell are you going to love someone else?
Yeah, come on.
Number three, hang out with your girlies. Whatever that may mean. You have a single friend. Like, I don't care what you say. Like, you might have, some of your friends might be in relationships. There's someone who also is doing nothing tonight who would love to spend time with
you.
And make those plans now, you know, like get into writing that you're going to see someone so you're not like, you don't spiral a little bit, because I've absolutely spiraled on Valentine's Day.
Oh, for sure.
Number four, my favorite, buy a cute little stuffed animal.
You love a stuffed animal. Yeah, just hold on to something.
Get a cute little, like, go to like Dwayne Reed, go to CVS and buy one of those little bears.
Stop.
Like, you deserve to give yourself a gift.
Yeah.
Because
always
you're your Valentine.
Mm-hmm.
Number five, watch a movie. And drink some wine and be your own Valentine.
Get a box of Russell Stovers. I'm going to reach out to Russell Stover.
And say, we have big news for you. This is going to be your best Valentine's Day yet. Your market's you at an all-time high.
You guys needed it. And everyone's getting Russell Stovers this year.
Yeah, it's true though. Like, put on something fun. It could be a love story.
Yeah.
It doesn't have to be. It could be the Hunger Games.
Yeah, that's the thing. It doesn't have, if what's triggering to you is that you're not in a relationship and a love story is going to send you spiraling, choose the complete opposite.
Yeah, be your own Valentine this year. Like, literally, who literally gives a fuck? We are all gonna die. Do you know what I mean?
Joe, and thank you for bringing it up, because we all are gonna die.
We're hurtling on a rock in the middle of space, none of this is real. None of it's real. Valentine's Day is made up. You know what I mean?
And look at this.
Love is all around
you.
Did you just get shot by Cupid's arrow?
I think you just got shot by Cupid's arrow. So if this year you're not in a relationship, you're still experiencing love because Cupid just shot you with an arrow.
And we genuinely, in the sickest, most parasocial way, genuinely love you. So you have us. And we have you.
We have you.
And we have a board that you have committed some effort and time and financial situations to. And I would literally love nothing more than to see it right now.
Okay.
Holy crap. Holy crapola. You know, this is... You have outdone yourself in a way that is so shocking, Andrew.
This one was simple.
It honestly was simple. Can you talk us through it?
So what we did here, you guys, is I got some pitas, and I got them from Whole Foods. And what I did with the pita is I cut it into a heart. So I just like trimmed some of the edges, cut it into a heart. I brushed it with a little bit of melted butter, a little touch of olive oil, some garlic powder, some sprinkle of basil, and some pecorino romano cheese in there. I whipped it up. I put it on top. I threw it in the oven at 400 for about 10, 15 minutes. Let it get it crispy and golden because a pita couldn't hold itself. And then what we have is we have some tomato sauce. We have some shredded mozz, a little bit of grated cheese. And my choice of meat today was an uncured salami because why not? I was looking for the pepperoni and I couldn't find it. So... this is what we have. We're building our own Lunchable style pizza, but Valentine's edition. I know I got some comments last week about me chewing.
It was the Patreon because the Patreon begins and I don't know how you're in the middle of eating. And I'm like, so like we're here today and you're like, I've learned though. I like originally couldn't take the critique that people didn't want us to chew. And then I was like, what they get now is a one bite. And then the next shot, because I know that, you know, you have no idea what this podcast is about.
Stop.
They get one bite and then the next moment we're done with it.
Ready?
Yes. Why does this taste like it's on a breaded chicken cutlet? Like,
it kind of does. It really does.
It really does. This is amazing.
Uh-huh. That garlic pita underneath is the perfect amount of crispy. And it could have just been a normal pita.
No, it couldn't have been. This is the most, like, if you're going to try to recreate this one, you can't cut corners. You have to make that pita exactly like that.
Let's have some fun this Valentine's Day. Make this little board. It's so easy. It's kind of like your pizza bagel moment, your English muffin pizza. You know what I mean? Let's refine it.
Lunchable moment.
This is your lunchable moment.
I mean, what better way to end an episode all about love than with a labor of love like that, you know?
With a little bit of a dusting of love for everyone.
A heavy dusting and a topping and a coating and a slather and a smear of love. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Board of love.
Yeah, amazing. Literally incredible.
Thank you.
Oh my God, and thank you, dear listener, for being our Valentines this year.
Yes.
I
needed it.
Uh-huh.
I feel the love of many.
I feel the love of hundreds of thousands. You know where to find us.
Mm-hmm.
Across all platforms at Good Children Pod. I'm on Instagram at Joe Hedges.
I'm on Instagram at Andrew Muscarella.
And don't forget to do your homework.
Mm-mm. Like, subscribe, comment, tell your friends, spread that good word. Write a review. Give us a little 5 stars on Spotify. Give us 5 stars on Apple Podcasts.
And spread the love.
Yeah, spread the love.
Don't forget to love yourself this year, and we will be seeing you on Valentine's Day.
And it's okay to send out some messages on Valentine's Day to tell people that you love them.
Yeah, tell your friends you love them and tell your family that you love them
and tell us that you love us.
XO.
XO.
I want to know what love is. I want you to show me. I want to feel what love is. I want you to hold me.
Yeah.
Oh. No, I'm happy. I'm in love.